Hello, friends. Welcome to Spyology Squad. We are a team of spies who specialize in science. You see, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are trying to take over the world through science, and it is up to us to stop them before it is too late.
On the last episode, we saw that the Purple Ninjas were working on some kind of stinky breath enhancer thing for Dr. Stinky Breath's birthday. And Jaden made a very dangerous choice to jump on his Christmas tree and slide it down a snowy hill. Oh dear. Let's see what happens next. Jaden held on tight to his dream Christmas tree as they both slid down the side of the hill. Jaden screamed the entire way down, holding his face up against the branches to protect himself from a life-changing whitewash of snow. It all happened so fast as he flew across the whole tree farm and finally slid to a stop. Whoa! Holy smokes! Jaden, is that you? Shouted Ava. Jaden picked up his head as it felt like the whole earth was spinning like a top. Hi, Ava. I found the perfect tree. Ava and Jaden's family couldn't believe not only that Jaden had finally picked his tree, but also that somehow he survived the trip all the way down that hill. Jaden's parents ran over to wrap him up in a warm blanket and helped him carry the tree the rest of the way to the car. He had accomplished his mission. Meanwhile, the Purple Ninjas were hiding in a room with the lights off.
What is going on in here? Why is it so dark and where did everyone go? Purple Ninjas!
Surprise!
Bah! Holy stinky sauce!
Happy birthday, boss!
Oh, Purple Ninjas. Oh, you scared me.
Here you go, boss. Here's your present.
Oh, wow. Thank you. A lollipop? Oh, thank you.
It's not just a lollipop. We call it the lolly poop. It makes your breath even stinkier.
Dr. Stinky Breath turned his head and looked at the lolly poop and took a lick of it and then said,
Why doesn't it taste bad? It must not work because it tastes delicious.
Hey, Steve, check his breath. See if it smells worse.
Why do I have to be the breath checker?
Because you're better at it than me.
Okay.
Steve took off his clothespin on his nose and took one smell. And instantly, passed out.
Steve, are you okay?
Where am I?
I love it. I think I have great way of what we can do with this gift. I think it's for much more than just my own stinky breath. Let's make the world have stinky breath.
Meanwhile, Jaden was sitting in the back seat of his parents' SUV as they were driving home after his heroic effort to find the perfect Christmas tree. His walkie-talkie began to buzz.
Bzz, 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 bzz. Shh. Hey, Jaden, how are you doing? I'm in the car next to you.
Jaden looked out his window and sure enough, there was Ava's parents' minivan.
Oh, I'm better now. It's nice to finally be able to feel my toes again. You're insane. We were looking everywhere for you. Then I thought I heard an avalanche coming towards us, but it actually ended up being you. Yeah. Ooh, that was pretty epic. But, what's your family doing the rest of the day, Ava?
Obviously, we're getting the tree up and decorated. What about you guys? She asked. I think we're going to run to the store first and pick up a few things and then head home to do the same.
Sweet. Well, let's meet up at HQ tomorrow morning. We have to shovel the sidewalks after this big snow.
Sounds good, Ava. I'll meet you there at 9 a.m. Over and out.
On the way home, Jaden's family needed to stop at the grocery store and pick up a few things.
one of his parents ran inside the store while the rest of them stayed in their car. Upon returning to the car, Jaden was handed a giant lollipop.
Oh, wow. Thanks, what's this for?
Well, someone was handing them out at the door for free. I thought you might like one, Jaden. You've been through a lot today.
Yeah, thanks. This looks delicious.
Let's get home, though, before the roads are all snowed over. Put up this beautiful tree that you found, said one of his parents. Meanwhile, the purple ninjas were talking to each other on their walkie-talkie.
Shh. Hey, Steve, can you send me some more lollipops? I'm all out.
Shh. You mean lollipops?
Shh. Yeah, those. Send me like 1,000 more.
Shh. Whoa. So do the people like them?
Shh. Yeah, they can't get enough of them. I've been standing outside this grocery store for an hour dressed in a Santa suit. I'm giving everyone a lollipop as they walk into the grocery store. It's perfect.
Shh. Do they have bad breath now?
Shh. Do they ever? It works only after a few licks. The boss is gonna be so excited.
Shh. I'll go tell him the good news.
By the time Jaden and his family got home, he had already eaten his entire lollipop.
Hey, Jaden, can you help me get the tree off the roof?
Asked one of his parents.
Sure thing.
Jaden walked around the car to start untying the string.
Shoo! Jaden! Oh, what's that smell? Did you brush your teeth this morning?
Yeah, why?
Oh, because... Oh, phew! Maybe you should go brush them again. I don't know, maybe something flew into your mouth when you were riding that Christmas tree down the hill.
Jaden put his hand in front of his mouth and breathed into it so he could smell his own breath, and it just about knocked him over.
Oh, that's terrible. Yikes, I'll be right back.
Jaden ran inside his house and began brushing his teeth, but nothing got rid of that smell. He ran to his room and grabbed his walkie-talkie.
Shh! Mr. Jim, are you there?
Shh!
Hey, Jaden, I heard about your ski trip down the Christmas tree hill. Sounds fun.
Shh!
Yeah, it was, but I have a serious problem now.
Shh!
What is it?
Shh! I'm afraid to say it out loud, but my breath smells like Dr. Stinky Breath.
Shh.
Yours too?
Shh.
Wait, Mr. Jim. What do you mean mine too?
Shh.
Well, I didn't want to ruin your day with the news I just heard, but since you're affected too, you should get to HQ ASAP. I'll tell Ava as well.
Shh.
Okay, Mr. Jim. I'll be right there. Oh no. What in the world? Jaden has now... He's got super stinky breath. I think it's because of that lollipop. How in the world are they going to fix this? Even after brushing his teeth, the stinky breath didn't go away. Oh dear. Jaden's day is not going very well.
We're going to have to wait and see what happens on the next adventure of Spyology Squad. We'll be right back after a brief word from our sponsor.
It's time for Spyology Squad shoutouts. I want to say hey to Hunter and Isaac from Kentucky, Opal from Texas, Joe, Isaac, and Sam from Iowa, Zane from India, Henry from Illinois, Eamon from Australia, and Timur from Denmark. I'm so glad that you're all on Spyology Squad. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Have you heard of our starter pack? Yes, down in the show notes below, you can see our spy starter pack, which has everything you need to get started as a real spy. Down in the show notes below. This is HQ, over and out.